Blog Talk Radio.
Not only did we have some activity last night,
got some activity tonight. We constantly got some activity going on over at East Rutherford. You know what I mean? So we definitely going to talk about these New York football Giants, Lakers, Celtics. Are they going home tonight? We shall. Hope everybody slept well. If you had any nightmares, call us up. Tell us about it. We'll work through that as well. You know what I mean? I don't think y'all know how many layers the brother LRP got. But if you're going through something as well and you want to share, call us up. Work it out. You're not alone in this world. It's all good. The internet, they already know everything anyway, so don't even worry about it. Let's get your shit off. You know what I'm saying? So you can walk off and stay safely. But, without further ado, if Brother J-Rock want to get his introduction in before he put it back on mute, give him an opportunity to do that right now. But if not, okay, there he is. Baby. While he does that, allow me to take this opportunity to say that this is a fun show as well as a podcast. So the number to call is 563-999-3611. That is 563-999-3611. Call us up if you want to join the conversation and download the link or click on the link and the tweets at the Real Poet and podcast and join the show. Listen, but either way, definitely check us out on YouTube. The show was last night. We posted it. Our was the Reaction Mondays with the crew entirely. You know what I mean? So definitely go back and watch that. Check that out. Shouts out to all the other people out there doing their thing as well. I love you. Support you. Y'all know who y'all are. And we'll wait till later for this topic, but definitely going to talk about social status and what you do. The anxiety that comes when you're sitting in your own house with your phone. We're going to talk about it. It's been on the brain. So, the Lakers going home. I had a little thing special playing. Boys to Men, and it's so hard to... You know what I mean? I was going to put right after the intro and everything, but shit didn't work out. What up, Rock?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Good morning to you. A good morning to you.
Yes, and good morning to all the people who's waking up with the shakedown. Shakedown in the AM.
Yes, sir. I swear, man, I had everything all lined up and planned and set up, and then a single hood reared his ugly head once again. It's amazing the amount of things that I had hurdles. I was OJ running through the airport before I got here. I was like, hell. I said, I forgot this. Oh, I forgot that. It's the last day, man. I swear to God, today I should be drinking, but I gotta go. But I wish I was. But tomorrow I am. Because it is come, ladies and gentlemen, America, proud black father, graduated son. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. He's going to do wonderful things in this world, and I'm super proud of him. Today is his last day as a high school, and he's finishing it as a high school and college student. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, where's my round of applause? Had an early college program here in Houston where the your ninth and tenth year is at the high school, getting your high school knocked out, and your 11th and 12th grade years are spent at the community college getting your associates. So when you graduate, you get two in both hands.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. So I got one down, one more to go in the same program, and I couldn't be proud. So shouts out to, if I'm the last real poet, I gotta give that some thought. what would the little poet be? But yeah, so I was doing a lot of shit back, but yeah, and I'm glad to be here. I'm appreciative to be here. Appreciative to have a platform to speak, you know what I'm saying? People that listen to me. Brother asked me one day, it was like, you know, it kind of had me thinking, like, what is your value, son? Like, what do you bring? And honestly, at the time, I didn't know, you know what I mean? I was like just trying to, I guess, being humble or whatever. It was innate. It was innate for me to respond that way. But as I started to think about it, and then I started listening to my hip-hop, Royce da 5'9", and so on and so forth, got a song, was like, man, being humble ain't gonna put you, and I say, being humble gets you put, I forgot, I'm gonna fuck it up, but anyway, I get it together. But, and then I started thinking, I was like, you know what, you're damn right, there's a lot of shit that the brother and I think the people are a fan of, and I'm appreciative of that, and I recognize that, so thank you for supporting us. Down Sports Podcast for all these years. J-Rock, you the chosen with Black Freezy, Shakes Montana, Joe in the Box with Cheese, the crew. I love these brothers, Jeff, man. So, thank you for that. Now, LeBron, if you listen, don't worry about America. You hear me? Because you ain't going to get a lot of this today. After this, it's going to be all downhill now. Everybody else is going to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? They guarantee to talk shit and just kill you and destroy you. All of a sudden last night completely encapsulated your whole existence. You know what I mean? You don't still got school producing, you know, college graduates out, you know what I mean, like a farm system. You know what I mean? You still don't have all the championships and been playing basketball in like 1,189 years, including Olympics. Like, you know what I mean? To be where you did and had a season that y'all had with this Lakers team, y'all started out, how y'all pivoted, you know what I'm saying? D'Angelo Russell, where you at? Me on the milk cart, bro. You're on the milk cart. And Thompson, you're on the milk cart, and I ain't nobody really expect nothing out of that anyway. I'm surprised that they even put that dude in there last night. That made no sense to me. But it was quite evident what I have not heard, and brother can piggyback with me, and it's not cool. But JaVale McGee was missed on this team, I believe. And surprising to say, but if I'm watching the series compared to when they went, JaVale McGee was doing some things. I ain't say he was stopping Jokic, but he was a deterrent, if you go back and look, and from what I remember. You know what I mean? He gave him quality minutes, not much on the offense, but on the defensive side, he was effective. And it allowed other people to move. It was that one piece. And that's another thing, as I started watching basketball a lot this season, really started to see that. Analyticals, and then the dude legs on ESPN. Yeah, that's one of the solid dudes that know his shit. And the temp breakdown, the plays, and all that. I need me one of those boards too. Those interactive boards where you be sitting there doing all that, working with the iPad. Dan Orlowski and legs be doing that shit to the best. Like, it's not even. It's like samurai shit. But anyway, they went home, got swept, and a lot of, you know, of course, everybody piled on LeBron, which is fine. But after the Saturday season, terrible that y'all went out like that. You know, we got hit with the bang thing, smack it up, right here, do them like that. So they asking mama for some sandwiches now, and they went home. But that's what I think. D'Angelo Russell, they definitely should have at least got 23 out of him every game. That would have helped. Shouts out to Reeves, though. You know what I mean? He came alive. He made himself some money looking John Paxson-esque. You know what I mean? So nothing wrong with that. And so they looking good. You know what I mean? Let's see if bring the headache on over next year, even if he plays. I don't know. America, y'all think LeBron gonna continue on, or is he going to walk off in the sunset for 20 years? Solid play. Number one scorer in the league, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Player, you know, I don't want to say all the time, because the dude got two created offsprings coming up. So, see how that go. But so far, so good. And basketball, other than this series, has been this actual go-around, because on the other side of the board, we got Celtics, who most likely favor. I mean, my prediction was Celtics, Lakers, and I think that America and Vegas and all the powers that be that work behind the scenes that create TV for TV at all the time, Truman Show type shit, you know what I mean? I thought they was going to have Lakers, Celtics, the storylines, the history, the rivalry, you know what I mean? Bringing back all the old, you know what I mean, all the historical folks, like a WWE event or shit, you know what I mean? Ric Flair and all, Kurt Angle broke up. So, that's what I thought was going
to be. I mean, with LeBron, it's like Tom Brady. What else are you playing for? I mean, are you playing for stats now? Because you don't accomplish everything, right? That most NBA players want to accomplish, you accomplished it already. So coming back, what are you proving to yourself, or what are you trying to do?
Facts.
I'm saying he got the championships. He got all these accolades as far as being the greatest NBA player, supposedly, to most people. So what else are you playing for?
He didn't want to play unless he's playing for championships.
Is that? I mean, and if what everybody else is saying, and I don't know if he said this, is he really wanting to stay there until his son, so he can play with his son in the NBA?
He did say that before, but I don't know if that's changed. He's like, my foot is killing me, son. I know what I said before. I know what I said before, goddamn it. My foot is about to fall off if I don't get some surgery. But I mean, well, you said some people say about him being the greatest player. Do you? Where do you have him?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I grew up in the Jordan area, in the Jordan era, and I saw what that man did. So I didn't really watch a lot of basketball after that era. Like, I lost interest. Because back then, you know, back then, until they retired.
Now you
got dudes switching teams every couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's what soured me on NBA basketball. Because now it's like the NFL.
It was the same way. After Jordan, I vaguely remember his Wizards stint. When people even bring that up, I'd be like, huh? I think they're trying to Mandela effect me or some shit. Like, that shit didn't happen. But after that, I did lose interest. The Navy, too, you know what I mean? That was the prime years for you to be moving and shaking as well. But you didn't get back invigorated when LeBron came in? Well, Kobe, really.
Well, he didn't really. Nah, nobody did. No one player that I saw playing was like, yeah, let me get back into it. No.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I was a big basketball fan, man. I mean, like, I watched more basketball than football. But when they went to the whole. And it was the Boston Celtics with Kevin Garnett and all of them. that's what did it. It's like, oh, okay, now this is how, and that's the way it's been. I was like, this is how everybody's going to do it now.
Just build teams.
They're going to build teams off of star players. Right?
Gotcha.
The Celtics did it first. Then the Miami Heat did it. And I was like, that's the way it's going to be now. Look at Kevin. Look at Durant. He moved from team to team to team to team.
I know. I think you just want to collect all the jerseys. Could that be a secret thing, like some old kids?
Hey, it's a big, bro. Hey.
It's kind of ridiculous at this point, especially to lose. Like, I just don't get it. Like, what are you doing it for now, other than to collect all your jerseys? Just to say I've been and played at every stadium. It is a record.
Hey, has anybody ever done that? Play for every NBA thing?
I don't think so. Well, yeah, I'm pretty confident. America, if you know the answer to that, if I'm wrong, then I will color me shocked because I'm going to say no. I feel pretty good about it. You know what I mean? But that's a philosophy, though. After him, he was the last samurai that actually went to war without an army. Well, to most. You know, you had Pip and all that. Yeah, team, but he himself was the general. You know what I mean? So, I get that.
And I'm not shitting on LeBron, of course not. But if you ask me, who was the greatest NBA player? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I would probably say I would put Kobe. I like Jordan and Kobe and LeBron for me. You know what I mean? But LeBron. Can't nobody do what he do. It's so weird. It's because the dude can play all five positions and win records in all five positions. Like, the production, how do you explain that? You know what I mean? For the analytical people, the power, the money ball people. Like, at center, he can produce just as effective and on both ends of the floor as a point guard. And as a shooting guard, especially in the years, not so much a shooting guard now, but in his early years when he was actually shooting lights out.
Let me ask you this. Jordan has never lost the NBA Finals.
True.
Right? LeBron has.
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a few.
So how can people? I mean, I can see for the kids, the people who are younger than me, I can see how they say that because that's what they know. But for the people who grew up in my era, they be like, yeah, he's never lost.
Mm. Yeah, I would say the same.
Well, he got the scoring title, he got this, he got that, but he's been in the NBA for 20 years. Just like Tom Brady. It's like, if you've been doing it for that long, how can you not get scoring titles?
Now, he's cerebral for sure. I think that's the way he plays the game, the way he sees the court and sees the field, like a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. It's like they're the Matrix and everybody else is just slow. You know what I mean? That's if that would be my only retort to that. You know what I mean? Is and the proximity, like you said, Jordan went six champions, six final appearances, six finals championships. Every time he went, he won. You know what I mean? So that's like Eli. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I get it. But and the man built the school. That's like, that puts it above everything. I just recently listened to people go crazy over Jordan shoes still with bills to pay. You know what I'm saying? And this man created a school. So I'm like, one didn't say, I mean, I don't factor that in the best. I'm being facetious halfway, but you know what I mean? It wouldn't be me if I didn't say that. Like, this man didn't say nothing when shit was going down. You know what I mean? He's straight Wukasa. LeBron is Killmonger. He came in and it was like, yo, people out here hurting. It's safe. So. But, moving to gears, which are the Celtics. This is a, are you as shocked as me? I mean, shouts out to the Heat and Spoelstra. Spoelstra has definitely been on the clinic. Like, I don't know what he's done to Bam, what he said to Bam. I don't know if it's Jimmy said something to Bam. And then Robinson, but this team, they keep talking about Gabe Davis. I sat there and watched Jay Williams sit there and say this man's name and fucked up ass Tyler Perry way. You know what I mean? Gabe Davis being all ridiculous. And this dude scoring like shit every night. I'm like, what the hell? I'm shocked. But
I'm kind of disappointed in the Celtics, man, because I thought last year I thought they was the squad. I was like, all right, they're going to need another year. They're going to get it together. They're going to make it. And then it's like, man, you get swept. You right there. And you're going to get swept. You about to get swept tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
Because everybody had all these high hopes for Jason Tatum. He was the next face of the NBA and all of it.
Dude's about to be lights out Rick Fox. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, pretty motherfucker. That shit is hilarious. But yeah, I'm disappointed. I thought they was going to pull out a little bit more. And then all of a sudden they're talking about the team not being right around them. Marcus Smart is all the way provide production and help in the system. I mean, that he's a fantastic of what he do. Even the dude with the crazy ass headband. I don't know why he wear a headband, bro. He has already all the way kind of back there. He is. I think he got enough time to catch the sweat. That shit is crazy. I don't know how he got his hair like that. I don't apologize, bro, but you the one that... You come out the house looking like that. Don't get mad at the people, you know. You know that shit is back there. What you trying to save him for? What's his name? White or something? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Whole sunroof going on over there. But yeah, you know, but even he play, he be balling, you know what I'm saying? So... I don't get it, but shouts out to Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy want more buckets. I love watching this dude play, and he is just having the time of his life because they all play Ronemo. You know what I mean? And he is eating what he kills every night. And they're going to close it out tonight. I hope they do get over with because, you know, they didn't shot Laker. Might as well shoot a Celtic. Go ahead, get them on up out of there. Man, it took enough of a beating. Let's move on with these finals with the new look, as it will be. Well, not so much for the Heat, because they've been there before. But definitely shouts out to them. First championship appearance. I can't be mad at that.
Yep.
Hope
for the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, I can't be mad at either one. Or Nuggets, you know what I mean? It'll be something different. It's been a while since the Heat been there, since LeBron left. And shout out to Pat Riley, too, because most people don't survive after a LeBron departure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Y'all made it back to the show without that brother, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Spoelstra and Riley and Mourner. And that whole front office, them boys is playing. You lost Hero. Robinson stepped right on in. And he's been lights out for y'all. So, shout out to the Heat, man. It's Haslam, old statesman. You know what I mean? Still teaching the young kids, packing your cigarettes in front of the liquor store. I see you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, let me tell y'all, y'all get something. All you got to do is pass the ball.
you know, and you'll win games. I don't understand what the fuck y'all doing out here. All this 3-point shooting.
Yeah.
I can picture some shit like that too. You know, nobody fuck with him.
This is new era of basketball, man. They don't play like they did when I was growing up, man.
No, that's a damn show.
The 3-point shot was
everything.
Yeah, man. If they played back when I was growing up, man, come on. Most of these players won't even be playing.
Yeah.
You went hard to the paint. You got fouled hard. All these little ticky tack. I'm like, I watch basketball now, NBA basketball now. I'm like, that's a foul.
I know, right?
And like, Kobe cries about, not Kobe. LeBron cries about little ticky tack. I'm like, you big as hell, bro. Why you crying about little ticky tack fouls like that? I'm like, I don't know if he can survive. He could have survived back in the 80s and 90s.
I think he could, because the mentality would have been produced different.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way he plays now, back in that era, no.
Well, yeah, yeah. His behavior now and approach to,
you
know, how all that shit is governed, yeah, his thought of governing is complete. It definitely wouldn't work there. But if he came up in that era, amongst like-minded men, I think he would be a beast.
You think so? I don't know. Back then, it's like if you came in the paint, you would get elbows and clotheslines. They wouldn't call no fouls because it was all legal.
Lambert about to kill you.
What?
I'm just like, man, you met my children. Why are you doing this? You know I got to feed. What the hell's wrong with you?
You get elbows to the face. Like, they played ball back then, man. Now it's all about pop, you know, now it's all about 3-pointers and long range. Come on, man.
It's definitely gone to a finesse audience. You know, you're absolutely right. That is one thing, one main criticism that I will always have. But if you notice, thought, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and the number to call in 563-999-3611. If you have a rebuttal to what I'm about to say, call in and let me know, or J Rock, you tell me. But in the Olympics, I didn't see him act like that because it was governed. I didn't see him complain, cry, and whine in the Olympics when it was against the world.
What you talking about now or back then?
Yeah, so if I'm using the paradox, right, I'm thinking of Floyd Money Mayweather, right? He would box, and people would get frustrated with him, and they didn't like him because of the way he boxed. But he would box to score points in a finesse way, understand the third. But you know, he figured out a way to be excellent at how they govern the actual sport.
And he's a defensive fighter. People forget that shit. He's a defensive fighter.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
He'll score points, but he know how to cover up. So you can't score.
Exactly. And he's brilliant at it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a joy to watch. I don't understand why people get mad. I'm like, why do you picking this dude apart, tearing his ass up. You don't see it. So like, he's too fast. Yeah, that's right. That's the point. But, you know, comparing that to LeBron and the sport of how the Olympic game governed versus the NBA, where it's more strategic, people playing your goddamn heartstrings. I didn't see them blow the whistle just because of the react. You know what I mean? And players know that. And they use it to their advantage because that's, you know, how the sport is played now. So I was just thinking, like, because I didn't do that in the Olympics. And it pisses me off when he does it too. But all them players do it. They be whining. I mean, I never seen so. If they create a meme for all these little cats just looking like theater. You know them theater masks with the sad face and then the happy face? You know what I mean? It's like all these goddamn players just with the faces. Like, if I was on camera, you'd see me just whining. Fuck up and get back. And so many points are given on transition because of that behavior. It's ridiculous. I'm like, as you not stand complaining, now a damn, you know, a 3-point swing because you chase the person down. He already passed you and you're going to foul him anyway. And he's going to make it. But your ass started off from a one. I never see him. I wonder if the coach tell him about that shit. Probably not. That's what I would say.
But see, that proves my point. Like, they, the way they play now, but they couldn't play back then.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But shouts out to the Heat, and switch gears to our beloved New York football Giants. Training camp, OTAs, rookies, people in the building, folks is moving. Now we got helmets going, drills going. It's revving up. It's revving up. We in May. June, August. Oh, shoot. August is the Hall of Fame game. June, July. You know what I mean? So we are in full swing. If you listen to yesterday's show on the Shakedown Sports Podcast on the YouTube, Reaction Mondays, we spoke about the NFC West. And the brothers getting at me. They got at me good about my sons. So here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and put on a beat because I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say this. Because now I got the piece to do it. I ain't at work more. I dare you sitting up there and talk about me. Uh-oh. I know that's right. I know exactly how that sounds. Somebody did some stupid shit.
Oh, you heard that? My bad.
You good. I already know. I relate. I immediately resonated. I immediately resonated with what brother's going through.
People are on a job, man. Like, what are you doing?
Seriously, like, what are you doing out there? I mean, break. Go play some Cruising USA for 5 hours a day or something. Damn. But so Tyler, as you may not know, or if you're just tuning in, or if you're a fan or whatever, even if you've been a fan of the spaces, heard my voice this third, may have been certain conversations that y'all weren't privy to probably years ago. Now, there was a time when I got on the hot streak with being able to not, and I wouldn't say being able to, but the guys I like, the world NFL as well. So I will stand firm on certain guys being picked at a certain spot. One of them being Kyler Murray, the other one being Zach Wilson. At a time where it was like, man, you crazy. Ain't nobody going to do this third. Now, my excellence and brilliance is the fact that they were picked. My ridicule of it and the tomatoes and paper balls, trash paper balls being thrown at me right now is because, as we all know, Zach Wilson and Kyler Murray are not sitting very high on people's approval rating right now. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. I own it. I stand on it. I'm going to eat the food. You know what I mean? And in other words, crow. I'm not sure if it's a full bird yet because shit is half done. So I ain't eating it yet because it ain't cooked yet. But some will say it is cooked. And that's what I was getting on me. So I own it and it's all good. I'm still the shit. You best believe. Because motherfuckers did get picked when I said they were going to get picked. And ain't going to take that away from me, America, or Shakes. So fuck him. But that's what we spoke about yesterday. We spoke about the NFC West and our competition. That's who we'll be facing. And to measure up with our predictions and who we got in our division. I think.
Let me say this about your son Kyler Murray.
Yes, sir.
I have no knocks against him as far as his play. The only concern I had before he even got into the NFL was his durability because he's so small in stature. Could he hold up? And as you can see, he's starting to. I'm not going to say he's there yet, but he's starting to answer that question about is he durable enough to last in the NFL with his style of play? Because he's a running quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's the only concern I have about Kyler Murray is can he last? Can he do a 10-year bid in the NFL?
And, you know, I always knew, and I did say this, that his attitude, he has that Cam Newton trait. And coaching would be very important for him because of that trait. He gets very emotional. He thinks himself out of the game. You know, he whines and pouts a lot, too, you know, as we was just speaking about. So that was my concern. I knew the durability would be a thing. Quarterbacks of that size and stature, as far as longevity is concerned, you know, you want to be smart. You're the quarterback or franchise quarterback. So I get that argument. But his talent is there with this new coach. Hopefully it looks different. I don't think the jury's out on him. Just like you said yesterday, Rock, if Kyle ain't there, then hell nah, you know what I mean? So there, he warrants enough attention and respect to be able to say, all right, if he's on the field, they got a chance.
Yeah, and that goes for any franchise quarterback. Because I think with Kyler Murray, I think with maturity and the right coaching, he can get out of that. You know what I'm saying? You got the right,
right.
coach in place. And he gets more and more mature to where he's not doing that young boy stuff, as I might say. Then, you know, he can get out of that and focus on football.
Yeah, he can go along if he breaks. If he shakes that shit and his health, he, I have, and the coaching is there and they build a team. I think they still need to draft more linemen. Hopefully they got some undrafted guys to come up on them, but their offensive, what irritated me when they picked them was I would have followed up, and that was the time where they could have. I think they had Isaiah Simmons, and then they got Zaylen Collins. I would have definitely probably exchanged for another beast lineman at that time and definitely protected this kid, because you know, if he's protected, he's lights out. But and the other guy is a bumps diggity right now. Zach Wilson is a bumps diggity. That was a miss. You know what I mean? That official, unless he learns something from Aaron Rodgers and then with the clipboard this year, you know what I mean, be more involved next year, by year three, you still young. You know, maybe.
I was with you, LRP, like I was high on the kid, too. I'm like, okay. This dude's showing something when he was in college. His first year, I'm like, oh, all right. Then it just fell apart.
No, quickly. Because he was dead nice in BYU. I don't care. I said, can't no. You know what I mean? I was like, this dude's nice. And he had that Jim McMahon kind of look. And, you know what I mean? I kind of saw a little bit of that kind of characteristic, like maybe his little titles or whatever, but. I don't know. No, the pressure, New York City, so, you know, coming from BYU, look a little wholesome, you know what I mean, at the after party. So, you know,
but
we'll see.
Always the second year for a quarterback. Always the second year for a quarterback to see if you got it or not, because now everybody has tape on you. We didn't have tape on you the first year, so we didn't know what you could do or what you couldn't do. Second year, now we got 16 on you now. And now we can see exactly who you are. And we're going to throw stuff at you. And if you are that dude, you can overcome it. If you're not, then you're not.
You're right. That's a good point. And that's exactly what they did. And that team couldn't recover. Because what with him anyway, because what is it, White, the other one, what's his name? White. It's E chosen one. You at E.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because when he was in there, that offense was rolling. You know what I mean? So you can tell that it was definitely, that's a good point, his second year out to not be great. So, you know, we'll see. But just, the jury's still out on that one, too. But that's what they got on me about. Now, yeah, I was talking to Shakes about this. So, you know, there are this space that we have, this community, this opportunity for thousands and probably almost million, probably millions of fans. I know it's millions of fans that love the New York Football Giants. It's one day, some great things and some good, great people, brilliant people that do what they do. And I'm a fan of them. And, you know, just like they're a fan of us. I was talking to Shakes Rock one time, and we were talking about Twitter and talking about social media. And you tell me this is some real shit. All right, we'll get real for a second. Have you ever, like, retweeted or liked something just because you didn't want that other party thinking that you went fucking with them, so you just did it, just to do it? Just so you can let the other motherfucker know that, hey, I saw it. And I'm good. Good. This is a private anxiety, bro.
I never did that.
Never did that?
Never did that. Because I don't... Twitter to me is toxic. I just
want to say alligator. Say what?
I said you were dead alligator, bro. Look, I live in the South, bro. And you see a lot of things on the road, man. That's the first time I see the dead alligator.
The reaction is what got me. You know, it was so calm. You know, it was like alligator. My reaction like, oh, shit. The fuck is that? Fucking jump a little.
Big too. But
oh, hell no.
Twitter is toxic, man, so I don't really get into it like that. Especially what happened, you know. And I hope that brother from that Baltimore Ravens fan is, you know, getting some help for himself. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, what happened?
On Twitter, like I said, Twitter is a beast, and this dude tried to commit suicide. I don't know what it stemmed from, but I'm seeing tweets about how he tried to commit suicide. He tried to kill himself. I don't know if it's from the reactions of people saying stuff about him or on Twitter or stuff, but it's all over Twitter.
Oh no!
And that's the type of stuff that Twitter. So if you don't have thick skin, don't be on Twitter. And a lot of these social media apps, if you don't have thick skin, man, don't be on it.
That's a fact.
Not be on it.
That's crazy. Oh, no. Definitely. And I said that in the beginning. If you guys got anything you need to talk about, get off your chest. Call this number. 563-999-3611. You know what I mean? You ain't alone out there, but that is crazy. But you know, we laugh at our pain times. I'm gonna let y'all know. I love everything that everybody does. I watch what I can. But a motherfucker is busy, man. I'm like, I say all of that to say, like, God damn. You know, but this is not me. I was talking to, I'm telling Shakes, me and Shakes was having this conversation. I was like, yo, how many times do you do that shit? I watch it, and I'll see it. And I was like, man, at some point, you just got to know we friends now. You know what I'm saying? We're friends now. I don't have to do all this. You did this. It's like, oh, shit, did he see my tweet? Why did he retweet my tweet? That kind of people are doing this or said anything like this. This was an observation that I had. I'm a psychologist at heart. So this was back of my mind type shit. But I believe that this is an anxiety-based, especially it improves the point of what J-Rock said. You know what I'm saying? You got people who equate their value based off of how many times you fucking like or retweet their shit. And
yep.
You friendships, goddamn, feelings started changing. Ain't nobody said a goddamn word. Like, what the fuck? What kind of world is this? And so that's where it kind of stemmed from. Oh, the fact, man, I'm goddamn busy, man. Shit, you know what I mean? I got my shit, got your shit, I got this shit. It's like, feel like Eminem when he was like, how the fuck can I put a battery in Royce's back at the same time I put energy in mine? Got to slow the house sign. Motherfucker, make a record. Shit, I'm going off to do my own thing. What up, Shakes? Wake your ass up.
What's going on, bro?
Not a damn thing, my man. How's your sleep? How you doing? Brand new day.
It's all good. Just popped up this blunt. Getting ready for the day.
Like but, we always do around this time.
Right? But
you done missed the whole thing, bro. We got a couple minutes left for the show.
Like, are you going on there?
You woke up just in time for the ending.
Right. You going on there? No. Hour?
No, I went 90 minutes. We got 37 minutes left.
Yeah, figured that. But though, to jump in on what you was talking about, and yeah, we had that conversation. Like, that shit really is a thing. Like, that shit really is a thing where if you, and like you said, we talked about this, if you sit there and not like their shit or, yeah, I mean, not pay attention to anything that they doing for social media, they throwing up any type of post or anything, and you not liking it, not interacting it, or whatever the case may be, that person now thinks that there's an issue between y'all two. Just because you ain't got the time, or just because you just ain't see it. That don't matter.
Because does that person
that don't matter. Y'all got issues, according to that person. So what's up? What's your question, bro?
I said, but does that person do the same for you? Does he retweet all your shit? Or her?
No. And that's fine. Yeah.
Mm.
That's, and it's definitely
so that,
not
so that don't
specific.
Make, that don't make it right then. That doesn't make it right. Like, are you getting upset or you feeling a certain way because I'm not retweeting and reposting your trash, but you don't do the same for me? Come on.
And that's the behavioral component right there. You know what I'm saying? And just for the record, speaking about, you know, because you also got to say this shit, disclaimer, not speaking about anybody in particular or any kind of podcast or platform.
I am. There's certain podcasts out there that y'all be retweeting. I don't retweet nobody else's podcast. These same podcasts don't be retweeting our shit. At all, ever. I'm just putting it out there.
Hey, I know that's right. Like, yeah, you go mix words. You know what I mean? And that's real. That is real. You know what I mean? And it's just a thing. And I thought it was hilarious. You know, like, some things that I just chuckle about that is really a thing. And I'm like, wow, people really do think like this. You know, now there's an abundance of people who don't. You know what I mean? Even, you know, the revival. So they, you know, we show love, they show love. Everybody know who the family is. But outside of that, you know what I mean, in the social media world, this is a thing. And people need to communicate more, talk more, stop holding your value to the many hearts and little brackets that you get on an app. You know what I mean? Just if you break it down like that, it's all very it's very whimsical. You know, that doesn't matter. I definitely wanted to talk about that, and hopefully people took something away from that and stop destroying friendships. Definitely stop feeling some kind of way internally for people out there who emotionally are in distress. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Call somebody, talk 988, and you know, check in on your friends. Make sure y'all checking in on your strong friends out there. So yeah, I'm glad I got that out. I had to get that shit off my chest. America, stop acting so goddamn silly.
I'm glad you did, brother.
Yeah, it's so silly, man.
Hey, I gotta go, but like I said on last night's show, man, football coming up, man. Anybody want to participate, let me know. Send me an email. If you don't want to participate, send me an email so we can get some new people in there. But be good chopping it up with you, LRP, in the AM.
Indeed, brother. This was a joy, a pleasure. Appreciate your time, your commentary, your co-hosting expertise. This is a dope ass convo with the brother J Rock. And we'll be back again. Before the email, do you want to send it to the Shakedown? Or
J Rock Pride 01@gmail.com. That's J Rock.
Yeah,
football, or if you're not participating this year, let me know.
Indeed. For the listeners, when you download, when you guys come back and check this episode out, we'll be putting the email and the links. You know, click on the link and send J Rock an email. Let us know that you're in. We hope that you're in. You know what I mean? Don't be out. Be in. You know, so. Fantasy football is definitely a great time. We also got the pick'ems. Make sure you get your names in with Shakes. I just said something that we ain't talked about before, but I'm pretty sure he'll be down with it. Got to do the pick'ems. That's always on time. You definitely get your pick'ems with the Shakedown crew. Sports fans, real sports fans, keep track of your ability to pick games. It's quite refreshing and rewarding, you know, for the sports lovers out there. But yeah, we got one switch gear to talk about these Giants and talk it up with Shakes for the last 30 minutes. First hour was with J Rock. You have a great day, sir. Travel safe.
No doubt. Sir. Mr. Rock came through in the morning. Yo. Held it down for the boy. What's up, Jay?
I'll catch y'all tomorrow, man. Shake down. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Debate yes, sir. Wednesday, and that episode will definitely be 53-man roster predictions. We're going to definitely debate it, chop it up. You know, it should be a lot of fun on that episode. That's a great debate Wednesday. So, shout-outs to The Rock. Shout-outs to the crew, man. We back out to you. Yo.
Yo. What's up, bro?
So first off, just made it, and I wanted to let the people know as well, Shakedown Media Network on YouTube, go ahead and like and subscribe. Just did put up the Saints off-season review with John Hendricks yesterday. For all you Saints lovers and for all you Giants fans, because we do face them this year, get to know your opponent. So check that video out. And right about 2 hours from now, I will be dropping a Nick Filato video. So if you're listening right now, go ahead over to the Shakedown Media Network. Go like and subscribe. Go check that video out. It will be dropping out in 2 hours. And y'all kick back and enjoy, man. Shakedown is all over your airways right now. A lot more things coming up as well. Got a Seattle Seahawks content creator coming through. We got the Shakedown DMV coming on tomorrow as well as at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And, yeah, we just smacking y'all across the face with everything, bro. We'll be back Thursday.
Not across the face.
Shakedown AM, Thursday, 11 a.m. this time, not 9. You know what I mean? Not 9. But appreciate all you early birds. You know what I'm saying? That ain't me, all right? But other than that, yeah, man, we out here, man. We got everything lined up till Friday. So, yeah, y'all enjoy. Y'all kick back. Oh,
absolutely.
No, let me also let me just point this out there. Later on today, in this afternoon, I will be throwing up the spaces for the Shakedown Media Network, and I have a special topic in store for everybody. So, if you love your Twitter Spaces and you love your Shakedown crew, well, you're in store, because we're doing the spaces for you. Alright? There you go. And I made it rhyme.
Ooh. What you cooking? What you cooking, Shakes? Did you know Hakeem Nicks was at camp today?
Oh, is that right?
That is a fact. Number 8 out there, bringing back the Black Air Force Ones. It's my quarterback, Shakes.
It's so crazy how these players, like, they love the organization so much that they be coming back. You know what I mean? Like, they come back. Like, I'm a Giant for life, man.
I know, man. Like, some good shit. Right
even
there.
Plex, like, I don't see Plex going to Pittsburgh. Plex don't go to Pittsburgh. Plex don't be all in the Steelers' locker rooms. He ain't all in their practices. All in their shows. But he in our shit. He in our locker rooms and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They love the crew. Nah, man, that's good shit, though, man. That's good to hear. You can probably teach some of these kids. I think a guy like Isaiah Hodgins can learn a lot from him.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, yo, he in the building with Hodges, working with Hodges. Oh, man. I can't wait. We got some receivers. Well, we have receivers, but I don't know. Just can't wait to see these two dudes. Motherfucking Campbell. No, Campbell can definitely. like, yo, Knicks.
There's so many, so many wide receivers that, you know, I want to see, and it's like, man, it's so crazy because I don't remember a time where it was like that. Like, you sitting there like, man, I want to see all these receivers. Like, and it's not just, you know, four or five guys that you like. You know what I mean? The top four or five guys. You're like, yeah, I want to see them. Nah. You know what I mean? Like, it's about 12 motherfuckers, bro, that I'm like, I'm trying to see what they doing, you know, what they life like, bro. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on with these guys? I can go on and on. I want to see Campbell. I want to see Hodgins. I want to see Hyatt. What else I want to see? I want to see the pimp. You know what I mean? I want to see the pimp out there. What he doing out there? I want to see Crowder out there, Jeff Smith, and this goes on and on, man. You know, I don't really need to see too much of Slayton. I know who he is. You know what I mean? Daniel Jones know who he is. So I don't really, you know what I mean? I don't really need to see all that. But I want to see, like, the newfound guys, you know what I mean? The new guys, even guys that we just brought in last year, like, how are they going to equate to this year's team?
Right. Exactly. You know, and you factor in the hunger, the talent, the focus, the fact that, you know, I haven't heard any reports of, you know, the people not being in the building, I think with the exception of Saquon. And, but, I mean, to there, you know, we got Gafka in his second year, coaching staff, everybody, majority of the players in his second year, other than the free agents and draft picks. Like, that's why I told him, I'm like, scared. I know you think that I'm tripping. You know, first off, they already, so I wanted to bring this up. So, to say that I go by ESPN, but yesterday they came out with this for the NFC East. Dallas projected win total is 9.4. That's bullshit. That's just because of the goddamn star. Ain't no way in hell you got them projected as 9.4 other than societal bullshit fanfare. So, fuck out of here with that. Got the Eagles projected to have 10.3 games. First off, that's a joke alert. How the hell you get a point 1, 2, 3 of any goddamn thing when it comes to a win and a loss in the NFL? I never understood the point shit. You know what I mean? How the hell you get a of anything? How does that work? What does that even look like? But anyway, and the Giants are projected for 8.2 wins. Even if we all know how wrong they be, so you got to grade on the curve. Grading on the curve means that you want to definitely add on, not subtract. By my calculation, based off of the talent and the things that you just said, my brother Shakes, ain't no fucking way I wouldn't think. And I ain't even need to curse there. I'm sorry, America. But ain't no daggone way that we don't win at least 11 games, even if I meet somewhere in the middle. Based off of their projection, based off of how many games we won last year, the things we added, and a continued continuity to the maturation process and the building and the development of all like-minded individuals in the building. My fanfare allows me to tack on 2 extra wins. I'm allowed to do that. You didn't know that was in the handbook, but it is. I'm allowed to tack on at least 2 extra wins strictly off of fandom, and I'm absolutely in my rights to do it. So, 13-4, that's what it's going to be. See, I'm not crazy. I'm quite sane.
13-4. That's what it's going to be.
That's what it's going to be.
Crazy, bro. But this is what I'm saying, bro.
Ain't crazy.
I'm talking about, bro. 8 wins, bro. 8 wins. At very least. That's the expectancy. Motherfuckers going out here with the 13, the 12s, the 11s. Hey, yo, what's going on, man? Y'all drunk as hell off this Kool-Aid, man.
Not drunk.
Y'all drunk, man.
Maybe drunk. Maybe a little elevated because you're thinking higher and more clearly, but definitely not drunk.
Y'all drinking with this schedule. I just don't see 13 wins, bro. That's going to be rough, bro.
And you are absolutely fine and within your right to believe differently. And that's cool. But I'm going to tell you, from me, I'm true blue. I got to make it happen. I'm in the ocean. Locomotive. Train coming. Brain bumping. Say something.
Nothing. But you keep on, motherfucker. Sitting there, sipping your drink all by yourself. When that man tripping. He tripping.
You can wave to me from the yacht. He's looking good, Billy Ray. Billy Jones. I will straight up be that. Especially if they get the Saquon deal done. That's the last piece. They get the Saquon deal done. It's the last piece. And Eckler just got his money. I understand. Breaking news this morning. Eckler has decided to stay with the Rams. We just got finished talking about them yesterday. Does that change the signing of Eckler to an extension?
The Charger.
Oh, was it Chargers? Oh, okay. Oh, who's I always get the motherfuckers mixed up. Who's on the charge of the Rams? Who's the running back for the Rams?
Nobody knows.
The world may never know.
Oh. I think they go by committee, though, man. Really? They go by running back by committee.
Yo, can I ask you something? Why are they always showing these big-breasted, big-booty women, all these unobtainable women on this daggone app, bro? It's like, how did this happen? I don't mind looking at a beautiful woman, but Jesus Christ. Like, what are y'all doing out there? And they know what they're doing. They just want people to sit there and stand. They just want somebody to like your pictures.
Know it's all a design, man.
You know what I'm saying? Just to keep you wrapped up in the scrolling through booty all daggone day. I can't do that. Twitter. I got other shit to do. I signed up. I follow psychology. I follow other shit too, goddammit. Now you keep showing me this TNA.
I'm sorry.
You can't talk to them, near none of them neither. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm quite worthy too as well.
Hey, they'll look at you like you speak in a foreign language, like, huh?
I know, right? Yeah. I'm like, that's all right. I already know I'm fine. The mirror told me that I'm fine, goddammit.
Okay. Why are you talking to me? You're right.
It's like, I don't know.
I'ma just grown.
Maybe because it's looking like a figure eight. I mean,
with the bust all out, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Got the titties all out. You know what I mean? Booty cheeks all hanging out. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn. Well, damn.
Well, don't you dare say anything.
Can I get a sample? Shit.
Don't you dare say anything to me. How dare you? I'm like, shit, all I asked you, I was just want to have dinner. Jesus.
Straight up, bro. It's crazy.
It's like, shame on me for wanting to sit across from that for about 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
I'm like, shame on me. I should have the audacity.
The nerve.
Yeah, to want to sit across that for 4 hours. Hell yeah, shit. Best movie I ever seen.
How dare you?
That's, oh, fuck me. I thought I tweaked my ACL. I tore my ACL a long time ago. I ain't never get the surgery. And I'll call myself out being youthful, which I am. I was throwing the football with my son. And I'm out there running routes and whatnot. In the wrong goddamn shoes. Ended up tweaking that shit again. This was about 4 weeks ago. Ain't been right since. I can't even move my knee a certain way without that shit feeling like a sciatic nerve. Like, ah! You know what I'm saying? Fucking electric shock therapy. My goddamn kneecap. Every time a brother want to pivot. You know what I'm saying? Got to be more careful. This real shit. I can't even pivot.
Can't even pivot, bro.
Without my knee looking like a divot. Just sunk in. Like,
Can't even pivot, y'all. What's going on in the world today? When a man can't even pivot.
Can't even pivot. Without a
not
crackle
right.
of the kneecap.
Not right at all. Not right at all, bro.
It is what it is. In the last 10 minutes as we close out, man, let the people know how you're feeling about your Miami Heat that get to play in a closed out game at home. Jimmy, I want more bucket. Bam. Bam, bam. Bam, bam.
It's crazy,
how you
man.
Feeling?
Crazy because I didn't see nor did I hope that I would be able to see a LeBron James get swept out the playoffs and shit. I didn't want to ever see that, but we got to see that last night with the Joker just laughing all over the place, man. He just a beast, man. Like, I never seen nothing like this shit, bro. Like, this shit is crazy.
Yo,
this guy.
Is it me, or does it always seem like I can't tell whether Joker's laughing or yelling at somebody? Because he'd be like, or if he coughing. One of the three. Because every time he walked to the sideline after the timeout, it just seemed like he'd be like, ha 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 ha. He's yelling at him. And he move his head and his back and his way he just move. I'm like, is he yelling at somebody? Is he laughing or is he coughing? I never understood. I can't put my finger on it, but go ahead.
He can do whatever the hell he want. You that damn good and shit. Laugh, cry, scream, kick, yell. Mm-hmm. Don't matter, bro. Like, that man is a goddamn beast, bro. Like, what the fuck wrong with him?
Yeah, Nowinski is amazing. It's unguardable. It's unfucking guardable.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. For him to be that size, and you know, the positions, it's just, it's crazy. Yeah, LeBron in his face, Davis in his face, like in his grill without fouling. And he still makes this shot. It's Dirk Nowitzki-like. It's unstoppable.
Crazy.
And he can pass.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and he can pass. It's wild.
That's a fact. But, like, you know, shout-outs to the Nuggets again, you know what I mean? I didn't shout them out the first time, but shout-outs to them. And now they in the NBA Finals. They swept the Lakers. I didn't want to see that shit. But we actually seen it. So, goodbye. I don't know if this last time we get to see LeBron. This is starting to be the swan song for him. This is, are you going to retire this year? This is that moment, yeah, I mean, where the media starts to harp on this guy. Is it this year? How about this year? How about now? You know, they're going to start doing that shit, man. So here comes the swan song. Oh, LeBron, man. And then the sad songs and all the memories, 20-something years that this motherfucker done played. You know what I mean? Like, here it come. And I didn't want this day to come, bro. Like, I was harping on it. Like, and I told you the other day, bro, like, I had that Peter Pan syndrome, man. I didn't never want to grow up, right? And it's the same thing with LeBron. Like, I never wanted to be in a world where LeBron is not playing basketball, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to keep this moment for as long as I can, bro. As long as I can. And it's about to end, you know? So it's a sad thing, man. Hope it's not the last time he plays. I know that he do want to play with his son, but that body, man. You know what I mean? That body. All the time, man. You can't beat him. You can't beat him, just like his commercials. You know? Just like his commercials. He's trying to beat Father Time. You can't beat him, bro. You can't. He's unbeatable. He's undefeated. All right? But going on to your question about my Heat, man, and yeah, man, like, I had to actually sit there and think about this shit, like, yo, all right, well, I mean, it should be a Heat Nuggets Finals. I'm like, bro, we really got a chance to fucking win another chip here, man. And that would make championship number 4.
Now, are you drinking the Fireball Jägermeisters? You think the Miami Heat going to beat Denver?
Hell yeah.
My bad.
Hell yeah.
I ain't mean to. You been serious.
Hell yeah. Motherfucking time, man.
You drinking Jäger. If I'm drinking blue Kool-Aid for my 13 and 4,
I don't see nobody
Jäger.
In our way, man.
Straight cinnamon.
Don't care about the paper,
liquor.
Man.
You don't care about the joke. Who going to deal with
the joke? I know
the joke
is
LeBron
a bad guy, bro.
Do with joke. You
I know he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. He's a bad character, bro. But I'm trying to tell you, Jimmy Butler is like Bane out this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was
you
more
mean?
Like Eddie Murphy. I thought he was more like Eddie Murphy in Dreamgirls. Jimmy,
you know
what? Jimmy,
way more powerful, baby. He way more vicious. He way more mean. You know what I mean? Scared of no damn Joker. We got Jimmy Buckets, man.
Now you ain't scared. Now you're your squad.
Ain't scared of no Joker, bro. This ain't LeBron. This ain't old ass LeBron. This ain't no
unibrow. That's funny. Yeah. You see that, America? The switch up. Shouts out to Big Blue Knockout as well on Apple Podcasts. Y'all make sure y'all check my brothers out, man. The family, Stars, Mello, Either Chosen One, Day Uno, Either Rondo. I definitely check out those brothers. Shouts out to the Revival. Shouts out to Big Daz, Big Pat. You know what I mean? The family, the crew, the people that I rock with. I rock with them. I'm a fan of them, just like they're a fan of us. Number to call in, 563-999-3611. We are about to get out of here, but write that shit down for next time. It's been a pleasure, man. And this has been the Shake Sports Down Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in the AM. Wake your ass up. Yeah. Last Real Poet, LRP for short, Shakes Montana, J Rock, and other many people will be joining as we move this thing along. We will be going back to our original broadcasting signal, which is under all of individuals who followed us over the years since 2012. You know
next
what I
week.
Mean? Absolutely. So keep
next
your
week.
Notifications up. Keep your antennas tuned in. We love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all allowing us to speak and enjoying the voices, the thoughts, the laughter, the insight. And, yeah, man. I got another day. I'm going to put my other cape on and fly off. What you say, Shakes?
Close. Man, like I said, man, go to Shakedown Media Network. Go like and subscribe. In about an hour and a half, the Nick Filato video will be dropping. So that'll be up on the Shakedown Media Network. Definitely go, excuse me, go check out that John Hendricks interview. For the Saints coverage on that all season. More interviews on the way this week. What else? We got Shakedown DMV tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time. We got the Big Wednesdays where we on 53-man roster predictions tomorrow. Check that out. Thursday in the morning, 11 a.m., Shakedown AM, the final episode on this this right here that we're on right now, right here, it will be changed back to the original platform, back to the original account, original number that y'all had for since the beginning will be back. So definitely join us next week on that platform, on that account, should I say. But, what else am I on? We'll be back on Friday as well, on the East Style Friday and the Shakedown DMV. Both will be back on Friday. So, yeah, we out here working, man, and y'all just sit back and enjoy, man, because I'm telling y'all, man, it's about to get crazy. It's a wrap out here, bro. I'm back. I'm back in full effect. Shit, the Shakedown is back. Like I said, we got that stellar shit going on with us, man. We got our groove back, so we out here, bro. Other than that, about it. Yeah, I'm just trying to think if I had anything else to say. Nope, that was it. So like I said, or always say around this time, expect y'all agree with us. Damn sure expect y'all understand. Understand? So don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown with New York Giants on that drive for five. And we out of there. Takes away LRP.
Yo, yo, y'all just been shook up by the Shakedown, and we out of here. Travel safe. Have a good day. Eat what you kill. Be successful. Be productive. Be smart. Be kind. And that's it, man. And the people that I know I love y'all. Y'all love us, too. We ain't going to say shit all the time. I'm your friend, like Patti LaBelle.
Look out for the Shakedown Spaces later on today as well. Told
yes.
you, out here.
Absolutely, definitely be tuning in, and that's. Yeah. section is done. I ain't gonna stick around for the time on the podcast, brother. I'm gonna go ahead and get my ironing on. I got a presentation to give today to some folks from out of town.
Oh.
Go get my shave on, get my low down dirty shame music playing. Go out there stepping out in the suit, looking to take on Diego. I forgot the guy's name. What's his name? Low down dirty shame. He's got his name. He's like, hey Shane, you're not looking too good. Hey Caravan.
No doubt, anyway. Bro. Yeah, man, been a great show here, even though, you know, I might come late, but, you know, that's what's going to happen on Tuesdays with all this early shit, but...
Nah, you right on time, bro. You right on time.
Right.
It's to be expected, but you good.
Definitely. Yeah, man, right on time. Right on expected.
Yeah, because Rock was there for the hour, and then me and you killed it for the last 30, so that worked out perfect.
Great. It was great, man. That's God, right? You know what I'm saying? God don't make no mistakes, though. You know what I mean? But yeah, it definitely was great. Good fun here. Man. Oh, yeah, I was about to forget. I didn't record it. So yeah, definitely. It's the final week of Power. I know. You know what I mean? Even though we are. Most of us seen the leaked version, but of course, you know, give the stars some support, give the 50 Cent and those people out there some support, and go ahead and watch that last episode. I know everybody will. Yeah, I mean,
I watched nine.
You know what I mean? So
it came out, I went straight to it and watched it on Hulu.
And right, me too, right? I'm like, man, it ain't stopped me.
Yeah, I wanted to see it again.
I still was there, bro. Like, let me, like, it was, like, I ain't seeing this shit. But,
let me ask you real quick, Shake. Did you rewatch? I was going to watch it again anyway. But in the back of your mind, was you thinking, like, I'm going to watch all this shit all the way through just in case fake shit, there was some fake shit and some shit that really didn't happen that they threw in there? Just trip me up. Was you thinking that? That's conspiracy LRP. I'm gonna watch it anyway just to confirm.
That's your paranoia, bro. But you know, definitely it's coming to an end, and that's sad. But we got the news of what coming up next, and that's Power Book Force. That's Tommy's series. So that will be up next. But the problem and the womp-womp moment of it is that we got to wait to September 1st for it. So the date did drop. It's going to be coming out in September. We got to wait all the way to goddamn September for another goddamn Power. That's some bullshit. But, also, real quick on some sports shit before we get up out of here. And I said goodnight. I think Black Frazier gonna try to drop that shit. Ain't even gonna get this motherfucking news. So I'm gonna let him know and shit. Like, hold on. But yeah, like for y'all that don't know, DirecTV is no more for the NFL Sunday Ticket. They signed that deal with YouTube, so you can definitely get your packages with YouTube. They advise you to go ahead and try to get it now before June something. They said June 6th or some shit like that. But get it now before then, because they're going to jack the prices up after that. So just to let y'all people know right now, if y'all trying to get the packages and get it at a cheaper rate, go ahead and get it now. Go get your shit now, YouTube TV. All right, go get the YouTube TV, get your packages on, all right? Alright, but and that's pretty interesting. I don't know how they're gonna go about it with the streaming shit. You know how people were streaming it already. I don't know if they're gonna try to shut that shit down, because now it's on YouTube and all that shit. So we'll see how that shit go, and how this all this evolves going forward. But yes, so glad that DirecTV is not handcuffing this shit no more. They like, no, nobody can get it. Now it's open to the public. And now ain't nobody gonna be fucking with DirecTV no more. Like, cable is a wrap. Cable is a wrap. And there's a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the only thing they was hanging on was that shit. That Sunday ticket, that's the only reason why a motherfucker would probably have some cable nowadays. Now, it's over. It's over. Streaming it is, baby. We in the streaming era. But, yeah, man, great show again. Great shit. Y'all look out for the spaces. Y'all look out for the Nick Filato interview. That's definitely coming up. And I'm going to let my boy get up out of here. I'm going to get up out of here my damn self. Cook some breakfast, get some good grub on, and sit back and relax and watch our content. Watch our content. That's what I'm going to do. Shake down me a nut. Like and subscribe, y'all. All right?
Watch me on TV.
You know what I mean? Definitely. All right.
No doubt, man. Peace and love, man. And, hey, we out of here. Download. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, support people, support the Giants creators, or creators. I like to consider myself a creator.
That's a fact.
Of all things, not necessarily Giants content, but that's me.
No doubt. Let me say one more thing, too, before we get up out of here. Listen, I'm glad that we back on our original shit, man, our original platform, our original everything. Like, we're just back to exactly what we used to do and what we know and what the people known us for. And I'm going to sit right here and say, with all the moving and the changing and everything, I will take the blame. I'm going to take it, you know what I mean, of how shit is right now. But we finally found exactly where we wanted to be. You know, we got to that YouTube platform that we've been fighting to try to get on. And now we are still on Blog Talk Radio, so you can get it all on the iTunes and the Spotify's. You can find us there. And I bring all this to say that we've been doing this shit for going on 10 years now. When we started this podcast, when we started on these airways, on this platform here, it was so crazy. It was no Giants content creators out there. None. It was just going to BBK. That was all you can listen to. And then we came out, and we was the alternative, right? And then from there, we got a flood of content creators going on. But when we came out, it was so crazy that I was embarrassed, or not even, I can't say embarrassed, but I was reluctant, that's the word that I'm looking for, reluctant to tell people, oh, yeah, like, yeah, well, I got a show, but it's only a podcast, because nobody knew what the fucking podcast was at that time when we came out. Nobody knew what a podcast was. I had to explain it like, yo, it's sort of like a radio show, but it's not. It's just on the internet. You know? I had to explain shit like that to people because they didn't understand or knew what a podcast was. That's how original we are. All right? So 9 years, going on 10 years later, we are still here. And we are still tops and what we do. So for all y'all that must have forgot, oh, the shakedown, where they at? We still here, and we're going to go stronger than ever before. So this was a great 10 years. I'm looking forward to extra 10 more. Good night.
No doubt.